This is Union Redskins Football, presented by TTCU, the credit union, and Tulsa All-State agent Jimmy Willis on News 102.3 KRMG.
Namath back to pass. Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the
first.
The last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles?
Yes! Terrific play, and they're just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. Showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Chris Lincoln, filling in again for the voice of the Redskins, Rick Corey. He's with the University of Tulsa football team in Memphis, getting ready for their big game tomorrow. And we welcome you to Union High School in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on senior night for the Redskins, as Union hosts the Panthers from Putnam City North in a 6A1 District 2 game. A perfect Friday evening, the last Friday in October, and who would have thought? Temperature 79 degrees at kickoff, winds south at 12 miles an hour, 0% chance of rain. For the fourth straight game, Union meets a team from the western side of the state. After bouncing back from its upset loss at Norman North 2 weeks ago, they won at Southmore last week, 49-28. Union comes into the game, its final home game of the regular season, with a 6-2 record, 4-1 in district play, ranked number 3 in the state, behind Jenks and Norman North. Putnam City North, under first-year head coach Ryan Laverty, has struggled to a 1-7 record. They're 0-5 in district play. They're on a 5-game losing streak. Our color analyst, as always, former arena football quarterback Zach Jones. Zach, special night when the seniors are all here. Coach Kirk Frederick and his staff saying goodbye to 42 seniors playing here this evening.
I still remember back in college, not necessarily high school as much, but Coach really took the time to say, now this is the time that you'll never have back again. And all the time, the blood, sweat, and the tears, and the things that you've poured into this team, you really got to take and just let it set in. And he said, let all your senses experience it. And I remember that event, and you have to let the senses of smell, sight, touch, feel all of it, and just enjoy the whole event. And you'll see tonight some of the guys that don't always get a chance to play on the field will get out there, and it'll be something that they can remember.
Yes, Coach Kirk Frederick's 10th season, his 10th senior class, and we asked him if he hopes to get a chance to play most of these seniors here tonight.
We hope so. We hope we can develop depth, and it's obviously senior night, so it's a special night for a lot of seniors on our football team, and even it extends out, you know, further to our athletic trainers that are on our team as well, and even some of the spirit squad. So it's a special night for those seniors and those parents, and so we hope that some of those guys can get some playing time as well. But you also look, when you're getting this close to the playoffs, to look at developing some depth.
All 42 seniors were recognized with their parents and relatives out on the field before the game here, along with members of the training staff who also worked so hard, of course, for the whole season. The pom-pom girls, the cheerleading squad, the cross-country team. Looked like most of the school was here. They were talking about 1,000 in their graduating class, yearly at Union High School. But Zach, this is hard to believe. We're down the stretch of this 2016 high school football season in Oklahoma. A trip to Mustang next week. Then on to the state playoffs.
Well, it became here really fast as we went to Texas for that first game, and everything else has just flown by this season. And what an exciting year it's been. Unfortunately, we've had a couple stumbles here and there, but as we get really close to that playoff time, everything is really starting to kind of cue together. We had the last 2 weeks we've kind of put together after that Norman North game, and now the Redskins have really got to start to rumble this thing together. And we look at that all the way through the season. They've averaged about 41 points a game. And the challengers only 14, so there's only two games they've ever been outscored, and not by many. So as they challenge this, we're going to have to see what goes on to the postseason.
And for the final time for many of these junior high school guys in a regular season, here come the Redskins out of the teepee down to our right in the south end zone. They're in their silver helmets, their red home jerseys, silver pants, the red and black trim. As the Redskins take the field, they're massive favorites here tonight. 4, 5, 6 touchdowns. You could probably name the number here. But we asked Coach Frederick about the game tonight and what some of his goals are for the contest.
We want to play sharp. We have a tendency to come out quickly, well-prepared, and then hit a lull in that second or third quarter. We've done that a few times in the last few games. So we want to make sure that we're staying consistent, challenging our kids to play series by series so that it's a new game every time they enter the field.
PC North won the coin toss. They have elected to receive. Union will defend the South goal, the one to our right. Referee tonight is Eric Herring. Jeff Custer is the umpire. Devin Maynard is our head linesman. Steve DeViro serves as the line judge. The back judge is Brian Reeves. The Union captains for tonight, all seniors, of course, Kyrie Fisher, Shamari Brooks, Darius Thornton, who is not in uniform, and Bryce Halls. Those are the seniors representing the Redskins here this evening. Spectacular night for football. Is there ever going to be fall here, Zach? It's amazing.
I tell you, I'm starting to get a little bit cooler
shorts
there
and a
for
coach's
a while.
Shirt. Look at this.
It was so nice today. I couldn't put jeans on. I grabbed a jacket because, you know, when the sun goes down, it may get a little chilly. But, man, I couldn't ask for better weather.
Union 6-2, 4-1 in district play. Putnam City North, as he mentioned, they have struggled this season. They've lost five straight. They've been outscored this year 247-80. Putnam City North has not had a winning season since they were 6-5 back in 2012. This is the same high school, of course, that produced the Heisman Trophy winning Oklahoma quarterback, Sam Bradford.
Well, if that's got anything to do with it, maybe some of that luck will run off tonight for him. But as we look forward to this game this evening, like you said, it's not expected on paper to be anything close, and that's one of those things I was speaking, that these seniors may get some extra time to get in the game and experience that last game of seniors night.
The Panthers have one person deep standing near his own goal line. It'll be for the Union Redskins, Noah Rauschenberg, who's handled all the place-kicking duties for the Redskins this season. He does the kickoffs, does the extra points, does the field goals. Cameron Gully is deep for the Panthers as we await the kickoff here to get this senior night underway at Union High School. Glad you joined us no matter where you're listening, around the city of Tulsa, around the state of Oklahoma, around the nation, around the world on our internet system here. Welcome. The Union football, we're underway. And it goes deep into the end zone. That'll be an automatic touchback with a nice south breeze blowing him at about 11 to 15 miles an hour. Took it into the end zone. And the Panthers will start first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Their quarterback, Antonio Sproul, he is a 5'11", 194-pound senior. Trey Ackerson, their halfback, along with Jalen Baker, Christopher Tate, Cole Murphy, and Grant Leiter, their main receivers. The Panthers in their road whites.
Look like USC out there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Kind of that USC gold and, what do you call that? The maroon?
Maroon, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. So here come the Panthers on a first down from the 20-yard line. Quarterback with two backs. He's had a high snap. He jumps on and falls down back on the 11-yard line with it. The first snap of the game from Tyler Cook, their junior center, goes high, and the 5'11 Sproul had to make a quick jump for it and covered it on the 11-yard line. You know, I'm surprised, though, Zach, that they got some size there. Offensive line, the left tackle, 6'5", 336. The left guard, 6'4", 283. The center is 6'3", 287. The right guard, 6'1", 295. The right tackle is 5'11", 264.
Well, size up, they do. We'll see how they move, and that's kind of the key movement here on the defensive line to match up, is those guys really fire off the ball.
Again, backs on either side, Ackerson and Parker on either side of the quarterback, Antonio Sproul. Now at the 11-yard line, second down and 18, a loss of 8 on their first play. Sproul looks to his left, throws over the middle, and incomplete. Tended out there for Chris Lauder, incomplete. And it'll be a third down and long.
Sproul gets that out of his hand quickly. He's not going to want to hang on to it tonight, as those D linemen pin their ears back. And right now, they've only got a three-man down front, so they've got Lee Barnes over the nose and Bacek on one side and Asa Carter on the opposite side. And so they're going to just push three as fast as they can and man up on the outside of this.
Third and 18. The football is right on the 11-yard line. Ackerson and Parker again, either side of the quarterback's roll, waiting for the snap. In the shotgun formation, takes the direct snap, back to pass. Now starts to sprint to his right side. On the run, he throws, and it is caught, but it's going to be short of a first down. Catch made by Grant Ladd at the 27-yard line, but short of the yard to gain the 30. Jordan Starks is over there defensively, the strong safety, one of the many seniors, and we'll be throughout the evening here giving recognition to our senior, Zach, and kind of throw out some of these names of the 42 seniors playing on senior night here for Union. So punt time for the Panthers after a three and out. Sam Ali is the back deep to punt. No, excuse me. Pablo Formune. Formune is in the punter. The reserve punter is in there. Sestock is deep for Union. Single safety waiting for it. It's short, real short kick. Bounces at the 42-yard line. Now bounces back towards the Putnam City North 40, and they finally down the ball right around their own 42. So Union will start first and 10 inside Putnam City North territory. Great field position to start them off, Zach.
Well, that's a wonderful job by the defensive team there. And then just a short punt, net 15 yards, and Doc's got something down the field to share with us.
Well, I'm on the sidelines and have been visiting with Spencer Farquhar, our punter, who is not suited tonight because of a sprained ankle. Noah Rauschenberg will be doing all the kicking and punting chores tonight.
Thank you, Doc. Doc Blevins, of course, he's a staple here, too, on senior night. A lot of senior nights for Doc Blevins, I'm sure, through the years.
Were you saying that was a senior night for Doc?
It's a senior moment for Doc. Believe me, I know. I'm the same way. Gary Davenport, the quarterback, hands to Shamari Brooks, has a hole across the 40, diving down to the 36-yard line. Good block on the left side. Roderick Urbain, the spur linebacker, made the stop there. Started the backfield, Grady Davenport, senior, 6'2", 205. Shamari Brooks, senior, 5'10", 190, the University of Tulsa commit, and had a great season, over 1,200 yards rushing and 17 touchdowns. Second down and four. Again, Brooks, this comes out the right side. Dives in across the 33 to the 32-yard line. Going to be very close to that first down. Looks like they're going to have it. First and 10. Union on just two plays gets the first down. Lewis Bell, defensive end, made the stop. Doc Levins.
You were talking about my number of senior nights. My first seniors that I worked with at Union through Fellowship Christian Athletes are now 53 years old.
Doc, you look so young, though. First and 10. Redskins, they're at the Putnam City 32-yard line already here. And the opening series of the game, scoreless here, first quarter in Tulsa, Oklahoma Union High School. Davenport throws out to the left side, hit immediately and thrown down is A.K. Wilson. Good defense by the Panthers there. That was Tawheed Kareem, the left cornerback, was right there on that stop. And they're going to lose about 3 yards on the play back to the 35-yard line. It'll be second down and 13 now for Union.
Well, that's a good challenge there by goalie just to come up and make that play. They tried to block him on the outside by C.J. Moore and just couldn't hang on to the block long enough, and they come up in that press man.
One receiver left, two to the right. Shamari Brooks to the right of Grady Davenport. Davenport turns, starts to throw, now pulls the ball down. He's going to run himself, gets near the 30-yard line. Down he goes there. He'll pick up about five or so on the play. It'll be a third and long, though, for the Redskins. Roderick Newbine, the spur linebacker, their senior, 200-pounder, made the stop.
Interesting play there. Shamari Brooks thought he threw the ball out to the right, and he went up in the middle, nowhere to block, and just didn't have anything to do.
Third and eight. Need to get down to the 22-yard line of Putnam City North for a first down here. 8:50 left, the opening quarter. No score here. Union on their first drive of the game. Putnam City was three and out. I've taken the opening kickoff. Davenport again steps back with Shamari Brooks to his left. Takes a snap. Now keeps the ball. Runs straight ahead. Has the first down. 25. Goes near the 20. Inside the 20. Down to the 19-yard line. So Grady Davenport showing some running here tonight. Chris Lauder, linebacker, made the tackle for the Panthers. And Grady Davenport, needing eight, picks up 11 and a first down. First and 10, Union.
Great lead there, just right up in the middle by the tight end and Shamari.
From the Putnam City North, 19. Davenport takes the snap, hands to Brooks. Starts left, goes right, inside the 20, inside the 10, inside the 5, down to the 3. First and goal, Redskins. Shamari Brooks with a great run off the right side there. Right side, Nate Peters, the 6'2", 305-pound senior right guard. The right tackle, the sophomore, Ricky Stromberg, 6'3", 305. Damian Johnson made the tackle.
Shamari made a cut about 6 yards deep on goalie that had a beat on him, and he just left him in his tracks.
First and goal, Redskins at the Putnam City North 3. Snap, handoff, Shamari Brooks. 18th touchdown of the season. Shamari from 3 yards out gets the touchdown. And the Redskins are on the board off their opening drive. 8:10 left in this first quarter.
Great setup there just by the line of scrimmage. Just great surge all the way down the field. As to be expected, we showed how big the offensive line was for Putnam, but on the defensive line, they're only about 200 pounds going up against 250 to 300 on that offensive line for Union. They're outmatched, and that drive was very evident of that.
Noah Rauschenberg, 42 of 45 on PATs on the season. The ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 8:10 left to play in the opening quarter, it's Tulsa Union 7 at Putnam City North nothing. This is Redskins football on KRMG 102.3 740.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not riding the L train during rush hour. I'm hunting whales with the crew of the Pequod. I can feel the cold air on my face and the icy spray of the Atlantic crashing against the bow. The smell of rotting blubber fills my nostrils. There she blows, Mize! Get ahead! It's the white whale! This is my stop. Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry.
Go to audible.com/act now and your first download is free. Audible. that surround you.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Noah Rauschenberg kicks the ball off. They're taken by Cameron Gulley, who slips and falls just short of the 20-yard line. So Putnam City North will start from there, trailing already 7-0 here. 8:05 left in this opening quarter of senior night at Tulsa Union High School.
That last scoring drive brought to you by yours truly, Richard Johns. That's a 7-play drive, taking up only 42 yards on the run there by Shamari Brooks. In for the touchdown, the kick is good.
Slow with running backs left and right. Two receivers left, one to the right. Takes a snap, hands off inside it goes. And just pushed back and thrown back for a loss there. Wow. Colton Parker there, 5'8", 162-pound junior, met Lee Barnes, the 5'11", 295-pound senior. Some big boys up there in the front of the Putnam City North line, but Union's got some pretty stout guys, too, in the front there.
Yeah, they're not only stout. They're elusive, fast. They've got great feet and hands. I think they're going to have all their hands full from that Putnam City team tonight.
Loss of a yard. It's 2nd and 11. Football at the 18-yard line. Ackerson, Parker on the each side of Sproul, the quarterback there. 2nd and long, waiting for the snap. Takes it, makes the handoff, looks, throws over the middle, and throws to nobody. Incomplete. Closest guy out there was Corian Hartfield, but he was about 5 yards away. J.T. McLeod was back there defensively for Union. Some of the Union seniors defensively. Devin Bajek, 6'3", 245. Also the nose guard, Lee Barnes, 5'11", 195. Senior Asa Carter, 6'3", 200-pound. Defensive end, Kyrie Fisher, 6'3", 230-pound senior linebacker. Mitchell Lewis, 5'11", 200-pound senior linebacker. Evan Crittenden, 5'10", 175, senior. Right cornerback, free safety. Number two, 5'11", 175, senior. Trey Brown, an OU commit. Number two, playing his final game as a senior on senior night, in the regular season at least. Long throw down the sideline on 3rd and 11 is incomplete, well overthrown. It's punt time again for the Panthers. Also back there, defensively strong safety, a senior is on scene. That Jordan Starks, 5'11", 185 senior. So lots of seniors here tonight being honored. Jack Sestock will be standing in single punt receiving formation at the midfield stripe.
Good pressure there by the defense to set up this punt. Like I said earlier, that quarterback Sproul is not going to want to hang on to the ball, and so far he's hits that fifth step and just lets it rip.
Babylon Formian, the punter, high snap, pulls it down. A big rush on, he goes down, flag goes down as well. They rough the kicker. The ball is a terrible punt. Short punt bounces back towards the Putnam City North 26-yard line.
Well, I think they're pretty sure going to
Kyrie Fisher, outside linebacker, was down covering it, but I think who roughed the kicker? We know for sure. It was Kyrie.
Kyrie
rushed in there.
He put a great rush on and was outside, had a man on his shoulder, and sometimes you can't slow down, but that's there's nothing you can really do about that when you're, you know, being blocked right into him.
So it's going to be marked off against Tulsa Union, and it'll be a first down for Putnam City North. So they get their first out of the game by a penalty on roughing the kicker. They'll have it 1st and 10 at their own 33-yard line.
Well, here's the defense gets to try it again. They went 3 and out, and they're going to go ahead and get another 3, we'll say, and put some more pressure up on them.
So it's 7-0 Union, 7:08 left in the opening quarter of play, and thanks to that roughing the kicker penalty, the Panthers have their best field position of the night from their own 33-yard line on a 1st and 10. Sproul takes the snap, throws to his right, throws back over the middle, and is knocked down. Nice defensive play there. Devin Bajek, the 6'3" senior defensive end, got a hand up in the air and knocked it away.
Well, I think you're going to see some of that pressure on the outside. I don't know. Can you see? I'm trying to find out if I can see how tall Sproul's is. I don't think I see anything here close. 5'11". So he's not the tallest guy behind those big line of scrimmage. So he's going to have a little bit of trouble trying to find a lane to throw through. Kind of like Doug Flutie. You know, you got to kind of find your spot to pick and throw. And he's lobbed a couple just over the top.
He sends one receiver left, two to the right side, two backs either side of him now on a second down and 10. Putnam City North, their own 33-yard line, trailing Union 7-0 already in the first quarter. Bell takes the snap, passes quickly to the right, completed 35-yard line, knocked out the 37-yard line. Caught there by Grant Lyda, and three Redskins swarmed over him very quickly there. Defensively, J.T. McLeod led the way there.
Spicer helped out. There was a swarm of red shirts around him when he went down to make that catch.
He picked up about five. It'll be third down and five now for Putnam City North from their own 37-yard line. Six 6:30 left in the opening quarter. Union leading Putnam City North 7-0. Sproul needs about 6 yards here on third down. Takes the snap. Looks to his left. Now runs to the left. Throws. Hits a man on the run. But he's going to be hit down short of the first down. Knocked down to 39. Needed to get all the way to the 43 for the first down. Caught there by Trey Ackerson out of the backfield. And Mitchell Lewis, the senior outside linebacker, was there for the big hit to hold him short. And it's fourth down. I wonder if they might think about going for this.
I thought
probably
they may
not.
As well, but
yep.
They're going to bring on the team, and they may not no 100% here that they may not fake it, but that punter doesn't look like someone's going to get out and run.
Yeah, Babylon Formula is back there to kick it away. Sestock again for Union.
I'm going to set one up. We haven't run one back yet this year.
Standing at his 30-yard line, waiting for this punt. Fourth and three, high snap again. He kicks it away. Sestock. Lets it bounce, takes it, no, he's going to let it go. Bounces inside the 20, going to be blown dead about the 18-yard line. So Union will have a long field to go on there as we get ready for their second possession of the game. They drove quickly to go to a 7-0 lead here. Now they're going on the field for the second possession.
They can double the yards for the evening. They went 42 yards the first time, and now they're going to try to go 80. And that kind of lets them open up the offense a little bit. Hadn't seen them throw a whole lot this evening, throw just a couple times on that first drive, but they did a great job on the ground, and I think you'll probably see them do that the rest of the evening. I don't think they'll throw a whole bunch.
Shamari Brooks in the backfield, the senior, headed to the University of Tulsa with senior quarterback Grady Davenport. Waiting for the snap. Union at their own 21-yard line. Takes the snap. Long throw down the right sideline and is knocked up in the air. Incomplete. Intended there for Kyrie Richardson. Good defensive play back there by a freshman for Putnam City North. Aaron Norman did a good job of knocking that ball away.
He sure did. He went up when the ball was coming down and just punched it right out of Kyrie's hands. I thought Kyrie had a great opportunity to make that catch.
Second down. Redskins need 10. Need to get to the 31 for a first down here. Davenport, two receivers left, one to the right. Hands to Shamari Brooks up the middle, 25, 30. First down, 35-yard line. Shamari Brooks, a good run, good inside blocking. Carlos Barrios, the senior center, along with Nate Peters, the right guard, and the left guard. Another senior, Elwood Tomlin. Roderick Newbein made the tackle.
Hate to see this roll down at the end part of the season when you have to say goodbye to some folks, but Shamari Brooks is just continuing to get stronger as he hits that hole and just gives a head and shoulders inside the lanes and just makes it.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Again, it goes to Brooks. Cuts up the left side now. Spins at the 40. Drives forward to the 43-yard line. Nice gain there, about 7-8 yards. Newbein again made the tackle for the Panthers. But Shamari Brooks, that big offensive line for Tulsa Union. Mario Rowland in there, a junior on the left side. Helped with the block there, along with Elwood Tomlin. Davenport now with a second and about two. Makes the handoff. And as a whistle, flags fly.
Indication on the top up there.
False start against Union, cost him five.
The spotter's saying our trusty tight end, Mr. Harris, may have bumped a little bit.
Heard referee Eric Herring call the penalty out there. First whistle on the offense. Of course, the special teams, the defense had the roughing the kicker, which cost him a possession here. So now after the march off of five, it's second and seven. Goes to Brooks. Brooks fakes left, goes right, 40 to the 45-yard line. Going to be very close to another first down. Leland Fears. Legend Fears. Is that a great name for a linebacker or
like
what, Zach?
It.
Legend
like
Fears, a 5'10", 218-pound senior, Putnam City North, made the tackle.
Named him right, and he's a fierce player.
Oh, they're going to say he's just short of the first down. So third and a real short yard here at the 45. Just need to get across the 45. Davenport does that as he keeps it himself. Follows his right guard, Nate Peters, and right tackle, Ricky Stromberg, and easily gets that as he pushes ahead to the 47-yard line. First down, Union. Aaron Vesey, the free safety, came up to make the tackle.
Great push there, like you said, right up to the middle. It's easy to take just a couple with those big old boys in the front.
Under 4 minutes left in the opening quarter. Union leading Putnam City North 7-0. Hand off Brooks right side. Big hole, 50. Spins away at the 45. Still keeps his balance to 40. Inside the 40, the 38-yard line. Boy, put his hand out at the 45. Spun and turned and got another 5 or 6 yards. Shamari Brooks, the first down for Union. Inside the Putnam City North 40 at the 38. Damian Johnson made the tackle.
Well, I don't know if they hadn't seen film yet, but he's made about five people just look silly when he put a spin move or a shake on them.
14 yards on that run by Shamari. Hands off again to Brooks, right side. Pushes across the 35 down to the 33. Union offensive line is pushing Putnam City North out of the way there. As big as they are on the offensive line, Zach, they're not that big defensively.
No, they sure are. They're a lot smaller on that defensive line front. Hopefully they'd be a lot faster, but that Union size is just enormous out there.
Second and six now from the Putnam City North 34. Davenport looks to throw down the right side and is going to overthrow a receiver of about 10 yards. Incomplete there. Kyrie Richardson. Incomplete there. Yeah, their defensive end is 6'1", 220 for Putnam City North. Their nose guard is 6'2", 258. Defensive end is 6'3", and 250. Linebackers, pretty good size, 5'10", 218, 6'1", 225. But Union up front, of course, is 290, 285, 260, 305, 305.
Much, much larger.
Third down and six, trying to convert here to keep the drive going. Davenport needs to get to about the 28-yard line of Putnam City North. Now looks to the sideline. They switch the plays here. Shamari Brooks behind him to the left. Now he goes over to the right side. Two receivers left, one to the right. Send a man in motion. Brooks starts left, turns back right, has the first down, cuts the begin to the 30. Outside now, swings out to the left sideline, 25, 20, follows block to 15, 10, cuts inside at the 5, down to the 3. First and goal, Union. Shamari Brooks, another brilliant run. First and goal, Redskins.
Wow, that's set up all times in the inside, and Shamari goes from the inside of the field straight horizontal to the outside and then goes down the field. And that extra 20 to 25 yards is picked up by the 29 yards total, and the extra 20 was picked up by the blocks downfield by those receivers.
Here we go from the 4-yard line. First and goal, Union trying for their second touchdown of this first quarter. Head up to Shamari Brooks, and there it is. Into the end zone. That's touchdown number 19 for the senior heading to the Golden Hurricane backfield. Boy, they're going to love him. Shamari Brooks, what a player. 5'10", 190 senior. Came into this game with 1,235 yards rushing, averaging almost 7 yards a carry. Also has caught seven passes, averaging 16 yards a carry. Mentioned 17 touchdowns. He's added two more to that total tonight. So 19 touchdowns for Shamari Brooks on senior night. So he's really celebrating.
Yeah, he's pretty excited. And I think TU is probably really excited that he's committed to their team as well.
Rauschenberg, the extra point. The kick is up. Kick is good. 14-0 Union, 2:56 left in this opening quarter. You're listening to Redskins football on KRMG, 102.3, 740.
You going to get that?
I got it covered.
Hello, Heat and Air. Our office is currently closed.
Got any tins?
If you need service this weekend, please call Air Comfort Solutions. Thanks. Have a great day.
The message is clear. On the phone, online, anytime. Your winning call, aircomfortsolutions.net, 743-2300.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
The sophomore Rauschenberg has the kickoff, his third of the evening. Taken there at the 10-yard line. He's going to be knocked down around in before he gets to the 20-yard line. Number 13, Cameron Gully for Putnam City North. And the Panthers will start inside their 20-yard line. First down, trailing Union, 14-0, 2:49 left in the opening quarter. Jordan Starks making the tackle there on the kick coverage.
That second scoring drive is another long drive. 10 plays, 79 yards is what it takes up. 2 minutes and 56 seconds taken off the clock. The run is by Brooks again. The kick is good, putting Union up 14-0.
David Look from the backfield now. Now they just have a single back behind the quarterback's role. That is Trey Akerson in the top of the eye there. Takes a snap, hands to Ackerson, and goes off the left side, but won't get back to the line of scrimmage. He tried to left side offensive behind his 336-pound tackle and 283-pound left guard, but Union pushed him back. Braden Spicer helped to make the tackle there on the play. Going to be a loss, in fact, of two. Second and 12. Move the football back to the Panther 17-yard line.
That puts total yardage this evening at negative 10 still, so they're still going to try to work towards positive yards on the game.
Small goals. Start with small goals.
That's right.
Sproul again with Ackerson behind him. Waiting for the snap from center. Has it. Turns. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to his right. On the run. Looks to throw. And it is going to be intercepted. Yes. Hey. Picked off the 39-yard line. Intercepted by the Redskins' Patrick Fields, the junior, 6'1", 190-pounder. Picks off the ball intended for Will Taylor. And Union will take over inside Panther territory at the Putnam City North 39-yard line with 2 minutes, 1 second left to play in this opening quarter and already leading 14-0.
And another short field to attack, but that's a great defensive set there by the defensive backs. Fields comes over and actually beats out Starks for that ball. The three Union Redskins are actually fighting about that one, but a great job by Fields holding on to that thing and getting the turnover. That always makes it a little easier when your defense can take the ball away.
So here come the Redskins again from the Putnam City North 39-yard line. Davenport now with Courtney Holmes in the backfield. Hands to Holmes, breaks off the right side. Holmes swinging to the right side, 35, outside of the 33-yard line, and knocked down there. So Courtney Holmes, the senior, 5'10", 185-pounder, had a good season as well. The freshman Aaron Norment made the tackle there, but not before Courtney Holmes was able to pick up about seven on the play. It'll be second and three at the Putnam City North 32-yard line. Davenport takes the snap. Again, it's Holmes off the right side. 30, breaks the one tackle. Still on his feet now. Falls down around the 27, but it'll be good for another first down. First down Union. They stop the clock as they move the chains. 1:29 left in the opening quarter. It is already 14-0. Tulsa Union over Putnam City North.
Looked like he might have had the corner on that one. Got a shoestring tackle and held him out.
From the Panther 26-yard line, Davenport waits for the snap. Holmes gets it again, up the middle, big hole, 20, 15, outside inside of the 13-yard line now, and he's going to push down to the 12-yard line. It's going to be a first down and 10 for the Redskins. Another good run by Courtney Holmes.
Big, big holes up in there underneath, about behind Carlos Berrios and the other gentleman up front.
Aaron Norman, that pressure, made the tackle again. First and 10 from the Putnam City at 12. Davenport rolls out, throws to his left, has a man open at the 5, heads towards the goal line to get in. No, down at the 1-yard line.
I want to see a replay.
Jared Nichols made the reception at the 5, dove for the goal line, but they came up a yard shy. They said at the 1-yard line, they're going to put it down with 55 seconds left to play in this opening quarter. And the Union, first and goal to goal from the Panther 1-yard line.
Just a little play action off that thing that they've been handing up inside to Courtney Holmes, and they run to the outside to throw that and just held out of the end zone. They put it on the one. I think it must be much closer than that, but 1 or 6 inches is not a whole lot of difference.
Moore and Nichols go off to the right side. The running back, Holmes, behind the quarterback, Davenport, takes the snap, hands to Holmes, left side, easily into the end zone. Touchdown off the left side tackle block of Carter Hoppengarner and the left side guard of Elwood Tomlin. Two big seniors up front. Another senior, Courtney Holmes, celebrates with a touchdown. And Union has put up three touchdowns already in this opening quarter. 30 seconds left to play in this first quarter. In comes Noah Rauschenberg, the 185-pound sophomore place kicker. Been perfect so far tonight, 2 for 2. On the season, 44 for 47. Put it down to 10, high snap. Pulls it down nicely, and the kick is up. And the kick is good. Well done there by Rauschenberg, and they hold on the play as well. Did a good job getting that ball down in time to get that ball kicked up through the uprights. 30 seconds left the opening quarter, 21-0. Union Jordan Starks is the guy who handled the snap there. We'll take another break here. Redskins football on KRMG.
Our Tulsa is locally sourced, craft brewed, and spotlighted. Staying active, finding clarity, and slowing down. Simple pleasures, big commitments, and affordable goals. Our Tulsa, your dreams. Taste, see, play, and earn more with a checking account that rewards you for every purchase. Oklahoma Central Credit Union. Join our community of members today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get the highest CD rates in Oklahoma at First Oklahoma Bank. Hi, I'm John Erling. And now through October 31st, they're running a huge special on six-month CDs paying 0.9% APY. That's three times what the largest banks in Tulsa are paying. Dare to compare. See their ad in Thursday's Tulsa World. You'll see their high rates on 12, 18, and 24-month CDs as well. 918-392-2500 and firstoklahomabank.com.
Some restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Annual percentage yield accurate as of October 1st, 2016. Member FDIC.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 1023 KRMG.
Rauschenberg kicks it off into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Putnam City North will take it first and 10 at the 20. And Union up 21-0. Zach has a recap of the third scoring drive for the Redskins on senior night.
That one was a five-play drive, only 39 yards is what it had to cover. And a one-yard run for Mr. Courtney Holmes, another senior for the Redskins tonight, putting 21-0 set up by the Holmes 27-yard drive.
New running back Damian Johnson, a junior in there, with Sproul along with Trey Ackerson in the backfield, takes a snap, hands off to Johnson, and he's pushed down right away as he maybe got a yard or so on the play. Four Redskins converged on him. Devin Bajek, defensive end, helped lead the way there along with Raphael Williams. No, it's a gain about maybe 3 yards on the play. Second and 7. North trailing 21-0. They'll get a play underway for the first quarter ends. No, they will not. The quarter runs out. After the first quarter of play here, Tulsa Union on senior night, it's the Redskins 21, Putnam City North Panthers nothing. This is Redskins football on 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.